Hi, this is Natalia from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area. From Opinion Research. Today we are talking with people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. The survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, gender queer, gender non-conforming, not exclusively male or
female?
Thank you so much. What is the year of your birth?
47.
Thank you. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I'm Afro-Latina.
Thank you. 1 second to type that in. What is your race? Sorry? We have white, black, or African American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic Latino, or Spanish origin, some other race.
Black.
Thank you so much. What is the highest level of education you have completed or the highest degree you have received? We have
2 years
grade
of college.
Okay, thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 1 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means just some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all.
Maybe 5.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Would you say very dissatisfied or somewhat dissatisfied?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. The first one says the Republican Party from 0 to 10.
I'm sorry, what was the question again?
Sorry, the Republican Party from 0 to 10, where 0 means very cold and unfavorable, 5 is neutral, and 10 very warm and favorable.
The Republican Party is 0.
Okay. What about Kamala Harris?
I guess a 10.
What about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
0.
Attorney General Josh Stein? What? The girl.
0.
You just
don't know she is.
Donald Trump?
0.
The Democratic Party?
Okay, the Democratic Party, I mean,
yes.
I guess a 5.
Thank you. What about Joe Biden?
A 5.
Thank you. Now, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, three-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent
Democrat Joe Biden.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democratic.
Would you say you lean to the Democratic candidate or would it be definitely the Democratic candidate?
It would definitely be Democratic.
Thank you. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Statement B says, My personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 election won't impact me that much. Or statement A, voting for the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to me, my everyday life.
I'm sorry, read that again.
Of course. Sorry. Okay, statement B says, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't make impact in me that much. And statement A says, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life.
Well, that one.
Okay, would you say that was statement A somewhat more, or statement A much more?
Much more.
Thank you. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future.
The second one will not likely work.
Thank you. In general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? The future of the planet, positive or negative?
What of the planet?
The future of the planet.
Do I feel positive or negative?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Future of the planet. I guess positive.
Thank you. What about the future of the country?
Yeah, I can give you one.
Positive.
And your own future?
I guess positive.
Thanks. Do you expect it to be harder or easier for you to vote in the upcoming 2024 November general election, or will it be about the same?
It probably would be harder.
Would you say it would be much harder or somewhat harder?
Somewhat harder.
Thank you. Thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming election. You may select up to two answers. I am going to read them for you. It is difficult for me to vote. It is too difficult for me to vote because elections are rich and my vote won't matter. I don't have time to vote. I don't know enough about the candidates. Racist politicians have made it too hard for me and for people like me to vote because voting doesn't change things that matter to me. I don't like any of the candidates.
Okay, what was the second one again?
Sorry, the second one says, because elections are rich and my vote won't matter.
And that's the reason I don't want you to vote. I think the third one, what was that?
I don't have time to vote.
I have time.
Okay, I can read them again for you.
Okay.
It is too difficult for me to vote. That is the first one. Second one says, because elections are rich and my vote won't matter. The third one says, I don't have time to vote. Fourth one says, I don't know enough about the candidates. Fifth one says, racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote. The sixth one says, because voting doesn't change things that matter to me. The seventh one says, I don't like any of the candidates. We have another option that says other. And the last one says, none of the above.
None of the above.
Okay, thank you. Now, who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming election? Please, you can select all that apply. All politicians, racist politicians, MAGA Republicans, Democrats, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Thank you. Below is a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how concerned you are about each item on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that are very concerned, 5 means that you are neither concerned or non-concerned, and 0 means that you are not concerned at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. Okay, the first one says, increasing political violence in response to American elections.
I give that about a 4.
Restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters.
I would go with about a 4 again.
Thank you. Preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal.
If they were illegal?
Yes.
About a 0.
Allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns?
I say 0 again.
Arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote?
And a 10 means that I'm not against that, correct?
10 means that it's very concerning to you. 0, not concerned at all. And 5 is neither.
A 0.
Thank you. Sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors?
A 0.
Giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstrations against the government and effectively criminalizing, constitutionally protect free speech?
0.
Creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday lives?
Creating what?
A surveillance state to monitor citizens?
I said 0.
Having armed vigilantes guard polling locations to ensure that only the right types of voters get to vote?
0.
Now, how big of a problem is racial discrimination in your community today? Big problem, somewhat problem, a small problem, not a problem.
In my community?
Yes.
Not a problem.
Thank you. Have you or anyone you personally know experienced any racist comments or behavior within the past 2 years? Yes, personal experience. Yes, I know someone. No, not experience.
No.
Thank you. Below are some statements that Democrats have made out about Republicans. On a scale from 0 to 10, please indicate how concerned you are about the statement, where 10 means you are extremely concerned about the statement, 5 means you are neither concerned or unconcerned about the statement, and 0 means that you are not at all concerned about the statement. You may select any number from 0 to 10. But MAGA Republicans are attacking our freedom to vote so they can take a hold of power themselves.
I said 10.
MAGA Republicans are trying to create barriers to the ballot box and even overturn our election?
A 10.
Instead of addressing the rising cost of living, MAGA Republicans continue to cater to the wealthy corporations that are raising our prices while not paying taxes?
A 10.
Since our nation's founding, a faction has tried to suppress the power of people of color from enslavement to Jim Crow segregation?
Okay.
Thank you. Here's a list of actions that people might take to participate in civic engagement or politics. Which one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective way to make change on the issues that you care the most? You may select up to two. First one says, volunteering for a local organization in my community. Second one says, voting in a state or local election, such as governor or mayor. Third one says, talking to friends and family about politics. Fourth one says, engaging in a direction like attending sit-ins or occupying buildings. Fifth one says, posting on social media. Sixth one says, engaging in civil disobedience. Seventh one says, donating to political campaigns or organizations. Number eight says, boycotting a company. Number nine says, attending city council meetings. Number 10 says, voting in federal elections such as for president or U.S. Congress. And the last one says, none of the above.
A two.
Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. Where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means just some power, and 0 means your vote. Thank you so much. Okay, one last time. If the November 2024 election for president were held today, from whom would you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent
Joe
party.
Biden.
Thank you. Which of the following are you more concerned about, Joe Biden's age and mental and physical health or Donald Trump's constant lying and misrepresentation?
Donald Trump lying, you said?
Yes. Which one concerns you the most? Joe Biden's age
Donald
and mental
Trump's
health?
Lying.
Okay.
Donald Trump's lying.
If the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump or Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Not a strong one.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, could you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
What was that question again?
Talking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Liberal.
Thank you. Are you or have you ever been a member of a union?
No.
Thank you. Do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or friend, or something else? Thank you. Were you born in the United States or in another country?
United States.
Were your parents born in the United States or another country?
With who?
Your parents born in the United States or
my mother was born here. My father was not.
Okay, thank you. For whom will did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted.
Okay, for whom did you vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else. Thank you. Which of the following best describes your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off?
Retired.
Unemployed? Retired. Thank you. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than $24,099? Sorry. Less than Thank you. Okay, this was the last question. Thank you so much for your time and have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye.